to this Sunday night live broadcast of InfoWars. I'm your host, Maria Z, and I'll be with you here for the next 2 hours. And let me tell you, we have a lot to cover on the New World Order front. I keep hearing about all of the wins that we're having against these people that are trying to destroy us. But in every single country, things are accelerating, including here in the United States. Tonight, I want to warn everyone about the advancements that we are making towards digital ID here in this country. The announcement that was just made by Christy Noem, about what's happening with the TSA. I've actually found the blueprint for that, and you are going to be shocked. You are going to be absolutely shocked at what they have planned. They are wanting you to get a digital ID to travel within the United States. Yes, you heard me correctly. So we'll be going through that report. We also have the ongoing, it seems, complete cover-up of the Epstein files. We're being told that a hoax is also a national security concern, so make it make sense. And there are so many things that are heating up all over the world. Every single country is going in this direction of digital ID. And let me tell you that once digital ID is in place, ladies and gentlemen, then every single other battle basically is lost. I'm not saying that we can't fight past that point, but I am saying that digital ID steals your free speech or your ability to think freely, move freely, speak freely. And so this to me is the number one battle in this country right now. I want to talk about an example out of LA later as well, how they actually previously defeated digital ID. And that's where LA 2.0 comes in. So I just thought of that. I will bring that up later on as well so that everyone understands just how sinister this is. I recently held a talk here in Texas about this with a local community because come the 1st of January, everyone in Texas is going to have to link their government ID in order to use apps, Google services. Thank you, team, for bringing that up. That's my X account there, Z-triple-E_media. Give it a follow. Everyone in Texas is going to have to link their government ID in order to use Apple and Google services. That is already legislation that has been passed. And now we have Apple introducing digital ID to present your ID in your Apple wallet. What is this? This is government mandated via private companies, digital ID. And I really think there should be a constitutional case for this. And that is pretty much one of my main concerns in my private life, apart from what I do on broadcasting, is getting people to understand this. And in the talk that I recently held here, I also, Representative Brian Harrison, a state representative of Texas, joined in on that talk to discuss this crazy legislation that's been passed in Texas. Now, I don't want people to think it's hopeless. We do actually have a plan, and I'm going to discuss that with you. But the same things are happening in Louisiana, in Utah, and on a federal level, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, Republicans. In fact, Senator Mike Lee is trying to do this at a federal level. And it's all being done under the guise of protecting children. Well, let me tell you, that's how they did it in the UK. That's how they did it in Australia. And if anyone needs a reminder, 30 people a day are going to prison in the UK for their speech online. So this is absolutely shocking to see this happening in America and especially happening under this administration. But it will do us no good if we continue listening to the cheerleaders online who pretend that everything's fantastic while there are still very serious things going on. So that's what we're going to be covering tonight. We're also going to talk about the encroachment of AI data centers. President Trump is currently trying to, again, stop the states from being able to regulate AI. We're going to talk about what exactly that means and how it's already affecting communities in terms of energy prices, in terms of noise pollution, and all sorts of other impacts. We have wells, literally aquifers, drying up across the country. I mean, this is very, very serious. So we'll be discussing all of that tonight. Quick reminder to everyone, again, you can follow me at Z-triple-E_media on X or Z-triple-E_media on Rumble. Make sure to continue supporting this amazing free speech platform, InfoWars, where we have the ability to warn the people about these things that are coming down the pipeline. And we will see you right after this short break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Loaded 2 hours for you, and I'm asking everyone right now, if you are watching this live, whether it be on Infowars.com/show or on X, share this broadcast now, because every single American needs to understand this. I am literally sending out an SOS call right now. This is so important. I feel like people have forgotten what the New World Order actually is. I feel like over the past year or so, since the last election cycle, people have forgotten what is it exactly that the New World Order is. So let's define the New World Order. And I'm not necessarily talking about this audience. I know that you're all very switched on. But the masses who were starting to wake up to the control systems have seemed to have lost sight of what this endgame really is. And so we're going to talk about that endgame. What is the New World Order? The New World Order is a secretive plot that has been in place for decades, if not hundreds of years, to get us to the point. Well, actually, in reality, it's been in place for thousands of years. But let's just talk about on the physical level, not on the spiritual, to get us to the point where there is a one world government operated through technocracy. A digital currency with no other option of using anything else. Digital ID that is linked to your digital currency. Systems all run by AI in order to get us to the point of the mark of the beast, where you cannot buy or sell unless you are marked. Now, whether you are a Christian or not, and whether you believe in that theology or not, the important thing is for people to understand is that they do. Those that are orchestrating this definitely 100% are Satanists that want to get us to the point where we cannot buy or sell unless we have the mark of their god, Satan. Understand, this is absolutely their theology. This is the theology of those that run the world. In the last segment, Alex was just talking about all of the different power structures and the Rothschilds and the bankers, whoever they are. And there are many factions and facets to this, of course. Whoever they are, that is their goal. Those at the very top. And then those at the very top trickle down this agenda through a complex spider web of NGOs and other organizations that have been indoctrinated through compartmentalization so that they don't know what they are really working towards, whether it be through a liberalism mindset, whether it be through, humanitarian efforts, whatever the case may be. At the very top of these power structures is those who are trying to achieve the goal of the mark of the beast. So let's make that very, very clear, and let's remember what the New World Order actually is about. This one world government run by, and there may be, heads of state or what appears to be heads of state still in place as they roll this out, but really their god is AI, and their power structure is run by AI, and we see an alarming acceleration to this. I just saw before that the Department of Government Efficiency no longer exists per Reuters. It's been disbanded. It's not important anymore. We don't need that anymore. Well, what was it all about? Well, it was proven at the time of the establishment of DOGE that there were back doors being opened for Palantir, which then went in and linked all of the government systems with AI. And we started seeing that people in HHS were stepping down and people were saying, oh, we're taking down the deep state. And then in comes this Palantir guy to run stuff. Well, no. So what we're doing is we are embedding private corporations that are all about building this surveillance state that is the beast system, merging those with the government, incorporating them into government, private-public partnerships. And this is how digital ID is going to be achieved in America if people don't wake up to this agenda very, very soon. Apple, for example, and we'll talk about this more in a moment, Apple is rolling out digital ID in America. Well, that is because all of these companies, Silicon Valley and big tech and everything, are in very close relationships with the government. And that is the case of any administration. It's just, what agenda are they achieving through their close relationships with the administration? Under the Biden administration, it was violating for Americans' First Amendment rights. That's not happening as much anymore, but we are getting digital ID now. So it is the same as what we saw during COVID, where governments enforce mandates through private companies. And this isn't an attack on any one person or party, because I am well and truly fed up with the left versus right paradigm. I really think that just saying, oh, look what the left is doing and look what the right is doing, I really think that that is a conversation for Fox News, and not a conversation that people that understand or are trying to understand what's really going on in this world are supposed to be having anymore. Because it's clear to us that no matter who's in power, this agenda continues to advance. And that is certainly the case right now as we speak. And then we have these social media influencers who either come out of the intelligence agencies, or they're co-opted, and even some independent media, whether on purpose or they're just getting on board with what's popular or what pays on X or YouTube or whatever the case may be, parroting these talking points that keep people in a sense of, keep them feeling like they're still secure, like they're going to be okay, when all of these things are happening in the background. And then generally, by the time people realize it's too late, before you know it, come 1st of January, you have to add your government ID in order to use what? Apple services? Yes, that's the case in Texas, of all places, a Republican state. And let me tell you, this tweet really, really grinded my gears earlier today. Crew, if you can bring up the tweet from Wall Street Apes. I have nothing against Wall Street Apes. I just found this tweet to be very annoying. Wall Street Apes says, here we go. Democrats are leading the way to adopting a digital ID. Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Giannoulias. Now, for the first time ever, Illinoisans will be able to add their driver's license or state ID. You know what? I'm not going to even read it all out. Just have a listen to the video, crew, if you can play the video. The video from that post, sorry guys, the video that Wall Street Apes posted there. If you're able to play that, if not, that's no problem. I can just read the text. Maybe I'll just read it for you all. So the tweet says, now for the first time ever, Illinoisans will be able to add their driver's license or state ID directly to their Apple wallet. Starting tomorrow, you'll be able to use your mobile ID at O'Hare, Midway and Lambert airports and at over 250 airports nationwide. We're also working with stadiums, restaurants and retailers across the state to expand the number of businesses and venues accepting mobile ID in the coming months. This will soon go beyond Apple wallet to include Google and Samsung wallets, so that every Illinoisan with a smartphone can benefit from this breakthrough regardless of their device. Okay, so the part that really bugged me about this is, here we go, Democrats are leading the way to adopting digital ID. No, sweetie, it's not Democrats. It's Republicans. It's Democrats. This left versus right or left and right paradigm really does not matter when it comes to this bipartisan agenda of getting every single American linked to a digital ID. I can promise you that. And I will prove it to you because Louisiana's doing it. Because Utah's doing it, because Texas is doing it, they're all doing it. And so it's time for people, and they've been doing it for months, by the way. So it's time for really people to really snap out of this. Oh, the Democrats are the only evil ones. What happened to rhinos? I don't hear people talking about fake Republicans anymore because all it takes apparently is for President Trump to say Lindsey Graham's great and we stop talking about what an absolute Republican in name only he is. The fact that he's a war hawk. I'm not saying people don't criticize him. I'm just saying we have people who are very damaging to the American people in the Republican Party, but what of those people? So the fight is certainly not just against Democrats. And believe me, I'm not a fan. This is a bipartisan effort. And crew, if you can bring up the reclaimthenet.org article that says Google and Apple to enforce age verification in Texas starting in 2026. That is the article from Reclaim the Net. And it says, tech giants Apple and Google have confirmed they will comply with Texas's newly passed age verification law, but both companies warn that doing so will come at the cost of user privacy. They're worried about user privacy, you see. The legislation known as SB 2420 is already scheduled to take effect on January 1st, 2026. It says that under this law, app marketplaces and developers will be required to implement strict age assurance mechanisms that, according to Apple, will force the collection of personal data even for basic app downloads. So Apple has even stated in their developer update that beginning January 1st, 2026, the new state law in Texas introduces age assurance requirements for app marketplaces and developers. So I want people to understand a few of these different terms that you're going to keep hearing over the coming months. You're going to hear about age assurance. You're going to hear about age verification. You're going to hear about what is the other word that they use? I can't remember it now. But age assurance, age verification are all ways of getting us to the point of digital ID. Now, this bill was introduced under the pretense of needing to protect children online from social media harms. That is literally what Australia did 6 months before they said, oh, actually, it's digital ID. Whoopsies. December of last year in Australia, they said we need to protect teenagers from the harms of social media. So now no one can use any social media unless they're 16 or over. And people at the time said, what do you mean? How are we going to prove that we're 16 or over? That means every single adult will have to link their ID to their online usage in order to prove that they are 16 years or older. And this sounds a lot like you're going to use digital ID to do this. And they said, you're a conspiracy theorist, racist, Nazi, homophobe, whatever else, other slurs they used at the time. And then come July this year, so just less than 7 months later, they're saying, well, yes, digital ID will be used for age verification. Of course, of course. This is how quickly it happens. It happens in 6 months in Australia. And if you think it won't happen here, well, Apple just rolled out digital ID countrywide. So what makes us think it's not going to happen here? Republicans are going to protect us? Isn't Greg Abbott a Republican? Do you know that every single Republican voted yes to that legislation except one? Representative Brian Harrison, do you know that? Every single Republican voted yes to that. We have to protect the kids online. This is how they always do it. The UK did the same thing. And then the UK went even faster. They said, oh, well, look, they got away with this in Australia. Let's go for the jugular. Hey, we're bringing in digital ID. And if you don't get one, you're not going to be allowed to work. Because we have this mass immigration crisis, you see, and we have to deal with this mass immigration crisis. And isn't that just reminiscent of what Kristi Noem just said when she said that we need to improve TSA security? We're investing $1 billion so that we can make Americans safer when they fly by collecting their biometrics. I understand that there's an AI arms race. I really do. But why does implementing digital ID in America, why is that required to beat China in the AI arms race? Maybe it's that they created the AI arms race because AI was the always planned technology to achieve the beast system in order to fast track all of these things, to make us think that we're in an AI arms race, to make us think that we want to win and be number one. So we have to beat those guys. Meanwhile, a social credit system and digital ID is being rolled out and every single person has to suffer for it. I will ask again, why does beating China in the AI arms race mean that Americans have to get a digital ID? What has that got to do with beating anyone in an AI arms race? There are plenty of uses of AI. Why is it being used to roll out digital ID? I don't know. I'll let you guys make your minds up around that. But that's not the only thing that's happening. The state of Louisiana, and crew, if you can bring up that other article from Reclaim the Net, Louisiana's war on Roblox turns into a digital ID crusade. So this is the other thing, the other angle that they're using right now, where there's an issue with Roblox. There has been for many, many years. And Roblox has been allowed for, my understanding is, over a decade of these allegations of, it's the other article, crew. It's the Louisiana lawsuit. Oh, maybe you don't have that one. My apologies. Okay, so I'll just give you guys a brief overview. Roblox has for many, many years had a problem with predators, child predators on their platforms. And some of the stuff that's been discovered of late especially has been really egregious. But what I want to say is that it's actually not new. It's been going on for a very long time. So what they do is they allow these companies to continue with this disgusting behavior for years on end. They build the digital ID infrastructure and then they say, oh my gosh, we need to sue Roblox. And we need to protect the children. Here's this solution we prepared earlier. It's called age verification, aka digital ID. This is what's happening. And so this is actually Louisiana. They are seizing on growing public anger over safety concerns within Roblox to advance calls for mandatory age verification across all digital platforms. Attorney General Liz Murrell, a Republican, filed a lawsuit Thursday targeting the massively popular online gaming site, accusing it of fostering conditions that allow child predators to operate with little resistance. I don't disagree that there are certainly accusations that have been made against Roblox, but I disagree that this is somehow a new problem. This has been going on for years. My question is, why has no one done this for all these years? Why are we only doing something about it now that we have digital ID ready to go as a solution? And mind you, Roblox is talking about actually collecting, you know, they're saying, well, you know what, we're just so very sorry about, you know, all of this. We're going to take precautions. We're going to collect everyone's biometrics to make sure that we're keeping children safe online. Oh, is that so? Is that so? How convenient that you have that very lovely solution there for everyone at the time that all of a sudden, people are conveniently putting pressure on you. This is happening in multiple states, ladies and gentlemen. It is very, very alarming. And if the crew can bring up the Mike Lee article, Lee introduces bill to protect children online and hold app stores accountable. This is from lee.senate.gov. This is back from May of this year. And it says that Senator Mike Lee introduced the App Store Accountability Act today, a bill providing parents with tools to protect their children from harmful content on mobile apps. and Representative John James introduced the companion bill in the House of Reps. So here's what Senator Lee says. For too long, big tech has profited from app stores through which children in America and across the world access violent and sexual material while risking contact from online predators. Our legislation brings age verification and accountability to the source of the problem. I'm not actually sure about this question, but I wonder if someone can drop a comment. I've posted this live stream on my X account. If you can drop a comment and let me know how Senator Mike Lee has voted in the past, or has he said things about Epstein specifically? Has he wanted those files released? Has he advocated for those files being released? I'm interested. I'm not saying yes or no either way. I'm just wondering if he's so passionate about protecting children from predators, what has he previously done about getting those Epstein files out? And I'm not assuming his intent, certainly. I don't know what his intentions are. Maybe he really thinks that this is going to protect children. But I'm here to tell him and everyone that what this does is force every single adult to identify themselves to use the internet eventually, because that's the blueprint. That is what is happening in Australia come next month. Australians won't even be able to likely conduct a Google search, a simple Google search, without linking their ID to their online activity, because protect the children, guys. And these extremely effective agencies just can't seem to take down pedophile rings online. They have AI to turn up to a pregnant mother's house who is complaining about lockdowns. They have the AI to classify mothers talking at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. But the AI is just not very good at taking down child predators online. And it just seems like a lot of people in government aren't really that interested as well in exposing the biggest pedophile ring known to us in history, that being Epstein. So I think it's really interesting that we have all of these people suddenly concerned about safety of children online, when I haven't really seen that many efforts from these types of lawmakers. And I'm not talking about Mike Lee specifically. Again, I don't know what his record is on that. Please do let me know in the comments. But we don't have a lot of concerted effort to stop pedophiles in general from these lawmakers. Lots of effort to get everyone on a digital ID, though. I do have the blueprint for the TSA announcement from Kristi Noem. I will be taking you through that. It's terrifying. It basically says that the plan is that every single person will have a digital ID in order to travel. That's what it is. And people will say, well, the government can't make me do that. No, they can't. But the private companies and privatizing the TSA and making Apple the one that gets your digital ID, that's allowed. There was a lawsuit some time ago that was, I believe, Children's Health Defense actually had a victory there in California. And it was actually LA. And they ruled that because LA was trying to implement sort of smart city full surveillance measures by the next Olympics, and the court actually ruled that that was unconstitutional. They couldn't create a digital ID. They couldn't create, you know, limit people's travel and all of this sort of stuff. And the interesting thing is that then that place was set on fire, and now they're calling it LA 2.0. So I wonder whether that court ruling actually applies to LA 2.0, or whether it only applied to the first LA before it was purposely set on fire. I don't know. I'm not sure. It would be interesting to hear from those who won that lawsuit as to whether it still applies to 2.0. Would they go so far as to absolutely destroy a place? Look, it's multifaceted, but would they go so far as to absolutely destroy a place in order to later on bring digital ID? Oh, yes, they would. Because everything inside this agenda hinges on digital ID. They cannot achieve it without it. They cannot achieve the point where you can't buy or sell unless you're locked into their system without digital ID. It is mandatory. This is why Bill Gates is pushing it. This is why the WEF pushes it. And no, they are not irrelevant. Bill Gates is still frequently at the White House dining with President Trump. Larry Fink is co-chair of the WEF. You don't go and co-chair an organization that's irrelevant. So these things still matter. After the break, we'll continue with this theme. I want to show you what's happening with the data centers. Don't go anywhere. Share this broadcast right now.
I'm making this announcement on Friday, November 21st, 2025. And this is the biggest sale in the history of our sponsor, Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com, with the very best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel. Right now, until next Friday, you can get any of the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, and they're all the best, the turmeric, the list goes on and on, where you get one bottle of whatever supplement you want, and then you can pick any other supplement you want. So you can buy a supplement that costs way less than one of the other supplements and get that even more expensive, more, quote, high-end product because it has more ingredients free with it. This is a massive deal. And every day we're running flash sales that change each day on top of it. We're doing this because we know a lot of you have been on the fence about the products. You've heard the rave reviews. We know if you use them, you're going to love them. You'll be a repeat customer. So some of these are a lost leader. We're also doing it for the fans that have supported us so much so you get a better deal. But bottom line, we're fundraising right now. The bad guys are very close to shutting down InfoWars. They have the state receiver in. They're setting up an auction sometime the next month. I'll imagine it'll be like the federal auction where they don't let good guys try to bid. I'm not accusing of anything wrong yet, but we're just going to see what happens. Let's just say this. I don't have any faith that good guys will keep us on the air and be allowed to bid. So I expect we'll be shut down by the new year. But that's okay because we've got the Alex Jones Network. We've got all these new systems thanks to your support that have been set up and even more being built. But that's why the support is so critical at thealexjonesstore.com, because it doesn't just fund InfoWars, as we find us down here, but the new infrastructure. So it is critical to take action. And again, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. Bigly does. And so I'm just going to work there and be the news director, and we're going to continue on, and they can attack me till the cows come home, but we are going to continue to fight. The only variable of myself and my crew staying in the fight, because we'll never give up, never back down, never give in, we could give out, is you supporting us while you get great products at the same time. So now's the time to take action. You see the crescendo of the forces of good versus evil just rising against each other, as it always does historically. We're in this major time of change, the fourth turning. The Democrats are calling for open civil war, saying Trump's a tyrant, telling the military not to follow any of his orders. This is a time we need to stay on the air. Whether it's InfoWars, the Alex Jones Network, you know the coordinates. You share them everywhere. You take the clips. You take the articles. You take the video links. And that will change the world. But to keep us on air, we need the money so we sell you great products that really work. So it's a symbiotic relationship. Just like a good restaurant wants to have good service, high-quality food at reasonable prices. So you want to come back. There's a line out the door. The restaurant with nobody going in it shuts down because they have crappy service. You've just got to come into our restaurant. You just got to come in and try the ultramethylene blue or the sea moss or the other products and see how great it is. That's why we're saying buy one bottle, get any other bottle you want free and other huge discounts right now at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the most critical moment in InfoWars 28 years. These are great products, so take action now. Action is the essence of victory. That's why we've come so far together. You're the reason the InfoWars has existed. It will continue on despite a URL, because I am the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. We are telling the truth and taking on their lies and winning. And yeah, they're striking back. And boy, we're in the thick of a big war here, but you can see they're losing. To paraphrase Patton, if you're tired and you're hungry, you've been fighting for days, just know this, the other guy you're fighting is even more tired and more hungry. So punch and fight that much harder in the InfoWar. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and God bless you all.
Sunday Night Live. I'm your host, Maria Z. As we were on a short break there, someone dropped a comment in my ex post sharing this broadcast to another type of bill from Arizona. This is a Republican that introduced this. Now, I want to be clear. There is a distinction between, say, when they say you need to identify yourself to view pornography. A lot of people, I'm sure, would agree that children should not be able to use pornography. This particular bill is HB 2112, and it's Internet Pornography Minors Age Verification. Okay, so they are saying that they are mandating age verification for online access to sexual material that is harmful to minors or pornography. Now, I just want to be clear off the bat. I don't think pornography should be legal anyway. That ruling that it's, you know, somehow constitutionally protected free speech, I think that it is a degenerate behavior, and I think that that ruling was a farce, I'll be honest with you. Nonetheless, it's like violence. It is like legalizing violence. It's okay that we are turning or legalizing drug use. It's fine that we're turning our country into a generation of degenerates. Yes, that's constitutionally protected. I think an argument can be made against that, and I think, you know, conservatives should. But the point of this particular bill is that it says that said entities, meaning those who distribute material on a website like pornography, direct said entities to verify age by requiring users to either provide digital identification or utilize a commercial age verification system that may use either government-issued identification or transactional data. It is a slippery slope when we start saying people need their digital ID for X, Y, Z. And when these bills come in where we agree that, okay, we should use digital ID for this, then the argument, the floodgates open and we start being allowed to use it for all sorts of other things. And again, when are these people really interested in taking child exploitation, sexual exploitation material off the internet? I don't think they are, clearly, because Meta is allowed to operate and, you know, be Mark Zuckerberg gets to go on his redemption tours and attend White House dinners. And Meta is one of the biggest culprits of child harm. So are they actually interested in it, or is this actually just about building technocracy? I would say it's the latter. Now, I want to show you Apple. You would have all seen this by now, but this is from Apple.com. Apple introduces digital ID, a new way to create and present an ID in Apple Wallet. Now, they say digital ID offers a secure and private way for users to create an ID in Apple Wallet using information from their US passport and present their ID with iPhone or Apple Watch. And so they are saying that presented with the security and privacy of iPhone or Apple Watch. It's very secure and private when you have backdoors to foreign governments and all sorts of stuff in there. There is nothing secure or private. Even Signal's not secure and private. We know from Tucker that the NSA hacked his Signal, for goodness sakes. And nothing is really secure and private. And not to mention all of the alarming doors that this opens up, because of course companies will be bidding for ID verification services, and a lot of those companies will be dealing with China or other countries like it, who certainly don't have the best interests of their adversaries at heart. So why would we allow companies like that to be collecting data about citizens from another country? Authentix, which X was using, I don't know if they still are. Authentix is an Israeli company. Why are we letting any foreign country identify American citizens or citizens of any country that don't belong to that country? This opens up serious problems with people stealing your identity, and maybe even then AI coming in to the mix, creating deep fakes, using your identity. I mean, it is a complete privacy nightmare. So you can come at it from that angle, but I'm looking at it at the broader view where you are going to be limited in everything that you do through this digital ID. And I just cannot fathom why more people in this country in particular are not screaming about this. If Kamala Harris was president doing this, conservatives would be screaming from the rooftops. They would not have a single part in it. And I'm not saying that no one's talking about this. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that people aren't interested in this issue. But the problem is, like I mentioned before, that you have social media influencers that have basically turned into the MSM with their pom-poms talking about how great everything is while the digital prison is being built around them. Oh, this person's based. Really? Because they just brought in digital ID. Are they still based? Do you people even understand what the New World Order is? Do we need to go back to just the OGs of people who really understand the New World Order and drown out all the other noise? It's almost impossible because of the way that the algorithms are feeding people irrelevant nonsense these days. I don't blame people for not being fully informed. Because it's just such a flood of information all of the time. You don't know where to start. It makes me very angry. It makes me very angry because the whole world looks to America as the pillar of freedom. The best constitution, the best bill of rights in the entire world. And this is happening under Americans' noses who are beautiful, trustworthy people. And are frequently taken advantage of because of those two traits. Something that MTG recently echoed when she announced her resignation and said, there is no 4D chess plan. No one's coming to save you. I don't know if you saw General Mike Flynn posted that today. He said the same thing. He said, word for word, he said, there is no 5D crew. If you want to find that tweet, it's on my ex profile, just a few posts down. He said, there is no 5D chess being played. Everyone needs to understand that. What you see is what you get. And he actually said that in response to a photo that was posted of President Trump cozying up with Albert Bourla and Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and Mamdani. You know, I think about the energy that was spent months and months. And I'm not saying that President Trump doesn't have a strategic reason for aligning with Mamdani, whatever his reasons are. But just think about the months and months and months that were spent. People's energy reporting on this guy. Conservative media. We have an Islamist radical socialist. He's crazy. He's going to take over New York. It's going to be nuts. And everyone needs to get on this and spend several months of their time and energy and attention on this. All for this guy to end up in the White House being told, and the American people being told, I agree with him on some things. Again, I understand the strategy behind this. I'm talking about the wasted energy that happens on these things while things like digital ID are advancing. My hope is to get people to focus on the things that matter again in this broadcast. So I want to show you some of these advancements when it comes to data centers. Truthout.org. Crew, if you can bring that article up. It says data centers devour electricity. Private equity is buying utilities to cash in. So the seizure of public utilities for the sake of profit may lead to a disaster for consumers and the planet, of course. In paragraph 3 of that article, well, it actually starts off by saying that ratepayers across the U.S. are facing rising electric bills, a trend that could be turbocharged by Wall Street's growing effort to capture the electric utilities we depend on. And it talks about how Alette was purchased by BlackRock, set to become Alette's majority stakeholders, and the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board. Alette owns Minnesota Power, the main electric utility in northern Minnesota. The approval came against significant community opposition, so it doesn't matter what the people want. And as Truthout previously reported, an administrative law judge's report that strongly recommended against the deal. So the community doesn't want it, an administrative judge doesn't want it, and yet they just go ahead and do it anyway. And it says that with the acquisition, BlackRock is going to turn Alette from a publicly traded company into a private one. Moreover, BlackRock is now gunning for utility giant AES, which has utilities in Ohio and Indiana, along with other extensive U.S. and international operations, while another private equity titan, Blackstone, is seeking approval to acquire TXNM Energy, or TXNM Energy rather, with hundreds of thousands of customers in New Mexico and Texas. Private equity's escalating run on utilities is largely driven by the boom in data centers. Crew, if you can bring up photo 4 from the files I sent through, number 4, it shows the electricity prices, and it is absolutely staggering. It is absolutely staggering how much electricity prices are going up, and this is all being driven by data centers. Look at this. Growing data center demand is contributing to an increase in electricity prices of 5.8 year on, YOY, more than double the overall CPI increase of 2.7%. What is that? That is growing data center demand. So as they tell us that this AI race has to be won, we have to beat China in AI. Why does that mean that BlackRock has to buy all these power companies for data centers? Again, if the argument is this, why does beating China in the AI race mean that power companies have to go to BlackRock and Americans have to get a digital ID? It doesn't, is the answer. You can do nuclear energy. You can also build data centers in places that aren't Abilene, Texas, which already has water restrictions, has already had articles published about how maybe we need to shower less. Maybe don't build a data center there where people are already under very strict water restrictions, but you know what they do? After a data center was approved there, they put out an article saying, guys, no, don't worry about the water restrictions anymore. Everything's fine, so that they can quell the public's dissatisfaction with the decision. We have another video here, which we want to show you all. It's video 2, Meta building data centers in communities. Take a look at video 2.
I grew up here, and I wanted my kids to be able to do the same. And we welcome Meta, which opened a data center in our town.
We were behind an 18-wheeler once, and it backed up, and we almost got killed. My yaya had to go mouth those people out. She'll say, Meta's stupid. She just doesn't like it, and I don't like it. We've been there for, like, since I was alive, and Papa was alive, so I don't really like that we're going to have to move.
We went to Holly Ridge, Louisiana, where Meta's new Manhattan-sized data center is being built. Meta's new ads claim these communities welcome data centers, but residents painted a very different picture.
We had no voting on it, no community meetings, no nothing. It was done all under the table, and when it was said and done, there was nothing nobody could do.
You're planning to leave?
I've been here 81 years, and I can't stay here with nobody I can talk to.
My mom has been out here all her life, 82 years. She's really not happy about it, but does want to leave too.
Do you think they care about the people that live here?
No, I sure don't.
Residents emphasize the increased traffic violence from Meta's trucks. I dug through police reports and found a 600% increase in vehicle crashes on the roads surrounding Meta's construction site in the last 9 months.
The playground at the front of the school, they're not letting y'all play on that, right?
No. Meta trucks don't watch out. If they try to stop, they will direct into the gate, and that's why they're saying we shouldn't go out there and all that, because there's too many wrecks and Meta trucks, and they could crash. I really love that playground.
Do you wish you could play there?
Yes.
Residents also shared their distrust in the quality of their water and the lack of support from elected officials to address it.
My neighbor was washing my clothes and messed up a whole load of whites because it come out stained from that brown water.
Do you feel like it's safe to drink?
No, I buy water.
Have you heard anything about them addressing that? Are they?
No, no.
Have you gotten any information about the project at all from anybody?
None at all, except on the internet and on my Facebook.
How does this change what it's like to live here?
Oh, it's totally different. I mean, who wants to live like this? You know?
Nobody. Nobody wants to live like that. That's great reporting from More Perfect Union. They're doing a really good job at exposing a lot of stuff going on with AI, like AI chatbots telling kids to kill themselves, and really many other horrific things. But who wants to live like that? Nobody wants to live with brown water coming out of your taps, living there your whole life, 82 years old and feeling like you need to move out of an area now because Meta needs it for a data center, guys. The data center that's going to make sure that it's got the power to track your digital ID everywhere you go. The children are being told it's not really safe to play outside anymore because one of these reckless trucks that's probably a H-1B driver may kill you as you're playing. And Meta gets precedent.
How has anything with big tech changed? How is anything, how is anyone reining this in? President Trump spoke about a digital bill of rights during the campaign trail. He was talking about creating this digital bill of rights where citizens had where that bill of rights extended to the digital community, and we would make sure that there weren't things like shadow banning, and that stuff's all still going on. And it doesn't matter how much people are screaming about this. And I saw a poll of just how many Americans are not in favor of these data centers, but they're doing it anyway. In fact, they are now going to the extent of granting these companies the contracts without the residents knowing about it. So because when they open these community meetings and they invite the community to come and give their thoughts on all of this, they complain, it stalls their plans. So now they're just doing it in secret. And there is, they're doing it with non-disclosure agreements. And I have another clip for you. It's 3 minutes long, but every single person needs to see this. So please watch it until the end. This is 440 acres of farmland in Missouri that's being taken over for a data center. Residents are completely outraged because the government kept the whole thing a secret with non-disclosure agreements. Crew, if you can roll that clip from Wall Street Apes, please.
I'm in St. Charles, Missouri, where a massive data center project is being proposed on a 440-acre piece of farmland. Residents here are outraged about what this could mean for their water, their electricity rates. And the biggest thing is it's been kept a secret because of a non-disclosure agreement.
These are residents who live within just a few feet. Some of them who live right on the edge here got this letter from the city letting them know that a data center could be built right across the street.
We're over 500 feet away from the nearest. Everybody always wants larger buffers, but it's a significant buffer at this time.
Do you think a data center here could make the water quality issues worse?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh.
You think you should be able to vote on this?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. But can you vote on it?
No.
No. It's up to our councilman.
And what are you hearing from them?
Well, not much.
Nothing.
No. There's an NDA in place. Okay, so it's hush-hush.
Which one of you lives the closest to the proposed site?
We do.
Ours is one where the blue truck is at.
Wow, so you are the closest. Did you have any idea that this was coming?
No.
2 weeks ago.
So I found the memo on my front porch.
So I've never been involved in a large project that anyone doesn't feel is rushed in some form or fashion, right? Change is hard.
There is a town hall where residents are getting to go up and ask questions of the developers behind this data center project. You can see all the people trying to get information from these tables, but there's no way they can hear because there's too many people. There's no microphones.
I'm really disappointed tonight. This is really an inappropriate place to get any answers. Just walk around to different booths. One person's asking a question, you can't hear the question, you can't hear the answer, then that person moves aside, another person takes their place. Half the time the answer is, I don't know that at this table, you need to go to talk to people at a different table. This is just a dog and pony show.
I can't even ask anybody, you know, there's just so many people here. It's so frustrating.
The city council is who the vote's going to be on the 19th. The 10 people are going to make the decision on something this huge, something this absurd going into our community, which potentially could ruin the water source for St. Charles. This isn't something for 10 people to decide. We need to get them to vote on just shutting this down.
President Trump can move into this area tonight, today.
You're ready to sell.
To him, if he's willing to live here full-time, make this his full-time home instead of Mar-a-Lago. Okay, hell, I can go to Mar-a-Lago and I don't have to worry about anything.
There's probably not going to be a data center right there.
Yeah, for sure.
The city council members will vote up or down on this project on Tuesday, August 19th. So continue to follow our coverage on More Perfect Union to see what happens next.
I highly recommend giving More Perfect Union a follow on X. They are really doing tremendous work bringing these stories of real American people to life, light, people who work their entire lives to build these communities, to have these wonderful, you know, communities where they all get along. They've all shared growing old there together, and even younger families as well. and they are just being ravaged by these data centers. And it's not just the hum that you have to put up with, so the noise pollution. It's what's happening to their water. There's More Perfect Union doing a fantastic job. Really, really encourage people to follow them. And I just certainly don't agree with absolutely every single one of their views, but on the AI front, they are doing a great job. Communities that are just being ignored, where the government is now saying, we'll just do non-disclosure agreements with these private companies so that they can't complain. Just railroading the people. How is this any different to anything that we have seen the New World Order doing over the past few years? Completely overtaking people's will, ignoring what they want for them and their families. Dirty water. There's an entire aquifer that's being drained in Arizona by these data centers right now. So people are literally, their wells are empty. They're reporting there is no water in their wells. How much does it cost to dig a well today? I know in Texas, some people have been taught for a brand new well, you can expect to spend about $40,000 on digging a new well. So you and your family, you work hard, you finally get a property. Maybe you have to spend that $40,000 to dig a new well. You love this place. It's a good community. You moved out further from the city in order to get away from the hustle and bustle. And then Meta or Google or Amazon or one of these freak shows that are imposing this on people move in, and suddenly your well, your water supply that you paid so much money to not be dependent on city water for, so that you can be self-sufficient, so that you don't have to worry about food, water shortages, whatever the case may be. Everyone's interested in self-sufficiency these days, and rightfully so. We can't depend on the government for a damn thing. You do all of this so that one of these predators can come into your community and drain your well, or turn your water brown? And why don't they, let me ask you something. Why don't they build next to the ocean and use desalination processes for their cooling? Why do they go and build in the middle of rural communities and deserts and ravage these communities this way? Why don't they build next to oceans? And it's certainly not the taxpayer's problem that you can't figure out a way to cool your systems. But Sam Altman, and we'll come back with that clip after the upcoming break, Sam Altman is talking about the fact that this is going to soon be classified as critical infrastructure. So I guess the taxpayer's probably going to be funding that eventually too. The taxpayer's going to be funding AI data centers eventually, so that Sam Altman can keep making AIs that, or Sam Altman or whoever, all of these AI chatbots can keep making AIs that tell kids to kill themselves. There are current lawsuits against OpenAI for this. I mean, this is like a dystopian nightmare. And the fact that we are not screaming about this really boggles my mind. Maybe because people haven't felt the effects yet, but I can tell you the people in those videos, as you saw, are feeling those effects. That man said, I'll swap with President Trump. I'll go live in Mar-a-Lago. He can come live here. Because there's no data center going up in Mar-a-Lago, that's for sure. No, they're going to these rural communities. Who is giving them this approval to go to these rural communities and devastate them like this? And mind you, now the federal government wants to stop states from regulating this in any way whatsoever. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about the blueprint for travel mandating digital ID so that Americans can travel right after this upcoming break. Ladies and gentlemen, please continue to support InfoWars and make sure to share their broadcasts. Support them by purchasing items from their store. Keep this amazing free speech platform on the air, because we need it now more than ever. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the link you need to visit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big. But I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit theolicinstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app for your desktop or phone. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.
Final hour here of Sunday Night Live. I want to show you this clip from Sam Altman talking about how AI is essentially going to become critical infrastructure. Clip 3, please, crew.
At some level, when something gets sufficiently huge, whether or not they are on paper, the federal government is kind of the insurer of last resort, as we've seen in various financial crises and insurance companies screwing things up. So I guess, given the magnitude of what I expect AI economic impact to look like, sort of, I do think the government ends up as like the insurer of last resort, but I think I mean that in a different way than you mean that. And I don't expect them to actually be like writing the policies in the way that maybe they do for nuclear.
And there's a big difference between the government being the insurer of last resort and the insurer of first resort. Last resort's inevitable, but I'm worried they'll become the insurer of first resort, and that I don't want.
Really, Sam Altman, you know, it's inevitable that this is going to become listed as critical infrastructure. And that's pretty clear because President Trump, during the Big Beautiful Bill debacle, he had a lot of pushback from a lot of people, and MTG, God bless her, played a huge role in removing from the Big Beautiful Bill that they wanted to be able to stop states from regulating AI. And she was talking about federalization and things of this nature at the time. But there was a huge public outroar about this. Well, now, and this is according to Fox News and Axios, crew, you have both of those articles, Trump calls for federal AI standards and to state patchwork regulations threatening economic growth. Well, what I want to know is if we are going to make it that states can't regulate AI, is anyone doing anything about digital ID? Like, okay, if you say you need to win the AI race against China and then we need an executive order to rein in the states, by the way, I'm completely against this. I'm just taking you through the thought process. If that is the case and, you know, this is going to let China win or whatever, are you going to include a provision that says that states are never allowed to create a digital ID and use AI to identify people online? Or is that actually your goal? Because this is absolutely ridiculous. White House floats executive order to rein in state AI laws from Axios. The White House is floating this executive order to override state AI laws by launching legal challenges and conditioning federal grants after President Trump publicly backed a federal regulation standard per a copy of the draft seen by Axios. So all of these American families that are having to move out of these areas now because it's just unlivable now. And meanwhile, it's unlivable because of something being built to create a master surveillance state, don't worry about them. We're going to override all these communities. They're already subjected to NDAs where they don't even know that this is going on. By the time they find out, it's too late. We're going to, here it is, Rapid Response 47, accelerating, permitting to build data center infrastructure, promoting the export of American AI models abroad, protecting Americans from woke AI models driven by radical left ideology at the expense of accuracy. Yes, because when we don't have water to drink, our biggest concern is that AI is too woke. Okay. When we can't travel without a digital ID, at least it's based AI, am I right? I mean, come on. You saw those videos. You saw those children that can't play outside. You saw these retired people having to, 82 years old, having to leave the area because they don't have water to drink. And the solution is not, that lady said, I just buy water. But how much water do you need and how much can you really afford if you're, say, on a pension? It seems like these Americans are being completely forgotten, and it's absolutely heartbreaking to see. And I think that when people understand what these data centers are for, just what sort of surveillance technology is being powered by them, maybe they'll get a bit of a fire in their belly to fight back against this. In my opinion, the growing surveillance state, digital ID, AI, data centers, all of this is the biggest fight on our hands. That applies to every single country, by the way. Every single country. I'm going to tell everyone what we can do about it. But first, I want to show you this TSA blueprint. Don't go anywhere. Quick break. And then we're going to break it all down right here on Sunday Night Live.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Blueprint that has been released, but before we do, I want to show you that clip from Kristi Noem, clip 5, announcing this huge investment into upgrading security and keeping Americans safe in the golden age of travel. And then I'm going to tell you what it's really about. Clip 5.
I wanted to come and be with all of you today to talk about the fact that we as the Department of Homeland Security are going to be investing over $1 billion in new technology and new advancements in the security systems at security checkpoints in airports across the country. That is the biggest investment that we've seen in screening technologies in years, in over a decade, and we know that it is our responsibility not just to keep travelers safe, but also to make sure that we're getting them to their locations and to their destinations safely, on time, and efficiently, and also in a manner that can be pleasant and can be an enjoyable experience for them and for their families.
So tell me, why do you need a digital ID to be traveling safely, on time, and efficiently? Why does a digital ID need to be part of that process? Why can't the government make sure that travel is safe without needing everyone to get a digital ID? The truth is they can, and that this is not actually about keeping anyone safe, arriving on time, or efficiency. Maybe efficiency, sure. I guess if you have AI trawling through people's biometrics run by God knows who from what foreign country, I don't know, maybe. But this article from ustravel.org says a golden age of air travel is within reach. First shoes, now liquids, because apparently people think that I guess people are so easy to please. Hey, you don't have to take your shoes off anymore. By the way, you know, we did this for you. Now you can just get a digital ID, okay? You don't have to take your shoes off anymore, guys. Isn't that golden? In that article, further down the page, it's paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It says, a report released by the U.S. Travel Association earlier this year specifically laid out a blueprint for eliminating long-standing screening rules, including the no-shoes policy and the liquids ban, through nationwide deployment of next-generation computed tomography scanners. So they tell you about these things that please people to know that they don't have to take their shoes off anymore. What they don't tell you is the other stuff that's in the blueprint. So we're going to go through that blueprint now. Crew, if you can bring that up. We want to look at, obviously, first of all, the first page of the blueprint. It says, a vision for a world-class travel system in America. Commission on seamless and secure travel report, February 2025. So we have the USTravel.org website telling us that they've been working with the administration in order to get this blueprint happening, okay? And on page 28 of that PDF, so page 28, which is actually page 27 of the file, it says that Congress must increase funding for credential authentication. Sorry, no, that's not the one. It's the previous one, page 26. It says that they must improve identity verification and queue management. So they say that TSA still manually verifies the identity of many travelers, creating security vulnerabilities and inefficiencies for travelers. Moreover, the lack of consistency and predictability at the checkpoint can create confusion and unpleasant experiences. And so identity verification is a critical aspect of security screening. Without proper identity verification, bad actors can enter the aviation system by using false identities or receiving less scrutiny than needed. Indeed, many of the 9/11 terrorists used fraudulent identities or immigration documents to carry out their heinous attacks. For terrorists, the 9/11 Commission concluded travel documents are as important as weapons. So, and you know, those 9/11 guys had magical passports as well, remember? Like completely fire-resistant passports. So we have to make sure that we just go digital so we don't have any more fire-resistant passports, guys. So they bring in the 9/11 narrative. They bring in all of this to say that TSA, and do you remember when they introduced Real ID or passed Real ID earlier this year? And Kristi Noem said, that, you'll still, or they said rather that you will still be able to use your passport or other verification methods. You don't have to use Real ID to travel, but it's just much easier if you use it. So what was that? May, June, July, August, September, October, November. 7 months later, we have these things which they really intended to do being implemented, these things that were in the blueprint. But at the time they said, no, that's not going to be the case. You still have a choice. Well, that's not really what this document says. And so I want to go to the other pages that I've saved here. Page 27 or 28 of the PDF down the bottom, it says, according to TSA, credential authentication technology is a, So automated identity verification, and this is going to be a game changer, ensuring ID authentication, reservation verification, and secure flight pre-screening status are known in near real time at the airport security. And CAT is an effective tool for TSA officers, providing enhanced fraudulent ID detection capabilities while confirming the identity and flight information of travelers. Can I just ask, how often does someone use a fake ID to travel and TSA doesn't pick up on that? Like, how often does this really happen? Is this an epidemic of fraudulent ID being used to travel and TSA not being able to identify that it's fraudulent ID? Like, how often is this happening? And if that is the case, what's wrong with the TSA agents that aren't able to tell the difference between a real, an authentic ID document and a fraudulent one? Do they not have training in these things? How big is this problem that now the only solution is digital ID? I'm not really sure I understand that. when you go to page 29 of the PDF, this is the point that I was making earlier. They say that Congress should provide legislative support and funding for TSA's biometrics and digital identity initiatives to enable the agency to expand CAT 2, mobile driver's license and TSA pre-check touchless identity solution with private sector partners. And what do they say there? Travelers enthusiastically embrace biometric technology as a secure, convenient way to approve travel. And they found an October 2023 survey, which happened to be during the COVID propaganda, right? So 75% of passengers preferred using biometrics over physical documents during that time because they were all worried about this magical virus spreading on documents, probably. So they're using a 2023 survey for that. Why go back all those years? Why not survey people now and see how they feel about biometrics now that they more are realizing what this is really about? And it clearly articulates there that this is going to be partnering with private sector partners, like when they told us they were going to privatize the TSA right at the start of the admin, and biometric technology. This is what this is about. Then I also have a note for page 30 of the PDF, which says a digital ID is an electronic representation of identifying information that may be used to verify a person's identity. A mobile driver's license, which is a type of digital ID, something that Tom Renz was recently on my broadcast talking about, is a digital representation of a state-issued physical driver's license stored on a mobile electronic device, such as a smartphone and read electronically. So, to be clear, digital ID kind of already exists through Real ID, but they are telling you that a mobile driver's license is a type of digital ID. It clearly says it there. So everyone's already by default opted into this and previously was told that they don't have to use a digital ID or a Real ID to travel, but now it's going to be part of this amazing investment that this is getting mandated through the private companies that we're partnering with, PS. On page 31 of the document, it says that 12 states offer digital identities or MDLs. Do you see how the two are completely interchangeable? The government views those as interchangeable. It's because they are. In partnership with major technology providers, including Apple, Google, Samsung, that can be used at TSA security checkpoints. That can be used, will be, that must be used in a very short amount of time. Because as we said, it was just 7 months ago that you were told that you still have a choice. And now we have an announcement that this is now here. That's all it takes. 7 months. That's all. Participants can voluntarily present the ID, meaning your digital ID, at TSA checkpoints by scanning the digital ID QR code or tapping their Bluetooth-enabled phone. Using facial matching, the traveler's photo is taken and matched to the photo stored on the digital ID. So they are already talking about how digital ID is already in place. In fact, they even say here that TSA must continue progress on digital identity solutions and Congress should consider targeted grant funding for states to expedite digital identity solutions, especially as an investment in meeting the May 7, 2025 Real ID deadline. Of course, this report was released before that date. You can see that push was happening right at Real ID. And for everyone who said Real ID is nothing to do with digital ID, it's not that, it's voluntary, blah, blah, blah. Just have a look at their own documents. On page 54 of the PDF, I just want to show you a couple of other things here. It says, again, talking about CBP needing to further boost CBP officer levels with support from willing private sector partners. So that is replacing more and more, boosting your workforce more and more with the private sector, who will be the ones mandating this, because you can't tell a private company what to do, right? So the government says, well, we didn't mandate it. This private company mandated it. We can't. That's their business. This capitalism. And they're shielding themselves from the fact that this is actually public-private partnerships that are enabling them to achieve this. And then on page 62 of the PDF, this is the last one I'll take you through, but you're welcome to read this. You can find it online, and I'll give you the name of it one more time. But it talks here about the need for consistent framework on privacy and data sharing, page 62 of the PDF. As automation technologies for baggage data sharing, advanced passenger information and biometrics become increasingly integrated into travel processes, privacy and data sharing requirements should be aligned with international partners. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? This means that this isn't only going to be for domestic travel. This is obviously going to be for international travel as well. And we see countries like the EU and Australia and the UK and all of them talking about these things, and we think it'll never happen here. Well, it is. This is already back in February, and you see that the recommendations that they made to DHS have already come into fruition. So again, the name of that report, if you want to look it up yourself, is A Vision for a World-Class Travel System in America. It is the Commission on Seamless and Secure Travel and U.S. Travel Association, published in February of 2025. So with all of this that I've spoken to everyone about, and we're going to start taking calls at the end of this segment in about 10 minutes or so, the number to call is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I want to hear from people about what your perspective is on all of this. Were you actually aware of these things? How much of it were you aware of, and where are you getting your information from? Because I am just not seeing many of these inflated, say, X influencers. And when I say inflated, I mean artificially boosted. And I genuinely mean that. I don't even hide my opinion on this anymore, because a lot of these influencers, these pom-pom cheerleaders, are completely useless. They just keep people distracted from the real issues. They do not do journalism. I want to know who you're getting your information from, because I feel like we're just flooded with these fake people. And so again, last time, 877-789-2539, give us a call and we'll talk to you in about 10 minutes or so. I just want to talk about what it would look like to actually defeat the New World Order. What is it? What does defeating the New World Order look like? If we had a government that was committed to reversing course on this, what would it look like? Well, it would look like holding Big Pharma accountable for what they did during COVID. This is one thing. It's now come out. New studies have come out that every single COVID injection recipient has microclotting. And I'm actually going to be talking to Nick Holscher from the McCullough Foundation tomorrow about this. Please tune into our show. I am live at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, every single weeknight. And that show is a collaboration that I do with The Vigilant Fox. So Vigilant Fox on X, give him a follow. Fantastic individual. And you can also follow us on Rumble, Z Media on Rumble. And that is where you can watch that show. And I'll be getting Nicholas Holscher on, because it looks like we may have had a breakthrough with NATO kinase and these microclots that are being found inside of people who've had the shots. And I know that a lot of people felt pressured and coerced and forced into that. And I don't judge people for that. I wish more people stood up against it, but I understand that that was a really, really crazy time. I hope we've all learned from it. Anyway, I say all of that to say it looks like some breakthroughs are coming out, and we have to depend on real doctors and people that actually care about the people to give us these solutions, because what we're doing right now is not holding Big Pharma accountable at all. In fact, here's President Trump in clip 7 saying that Albert Bella did a really great job during COVID. Take a listen.
Where are the other companies other than Pfizer? Are you expecting them to come later?
They're all with us. And I was honored to have Albert be the first. He's done a fantastic job with, as you know, with the COVID. He did a fantastic job with a lot of things. He's a leader, and Pfizer is right at the top. You know, it's there. Eli Lilly has been fantastic also, your friend, my friend. And they're all coming in over the next week. We're making deals with all of them.
We can leave it there. Pfizer's right at the top. Albert Bella did a really fantastic job, as you know, with COVID. There are at bare minimum 17 million people dead from the COVID injections around the world. So I cannot agree that Albert Bella did a really great job. And here the team's playing some B-roll of Elon Musk, who we're told there's a huge rift with, apparently. It was the reason why Doge didn't succeed, we're told. dining with Albert Burla, who's a regular now at the White House, it seems, along with Bill Gates and all of these characters that really belong in prison for crimes against humanity, in my opinion. Of course, they have to be found guilty in a court of law, but the problem is no one's taking them to a court of law. No one's holding them accountable. We're saying they did a great job. We're inviting them to the White House. We're making deals with them. We're rewarding them. We're giving them redemption tours. Mark Zuckerberg gets a perm and goes on Joe Rogan and all of a sudden he's based again. Everyone thinks he's cool again. What are we supposed to accept, that Albert Burla is now back in the flock? Is Albert Burla MAGA too now, next to Mark Levin? This is the new MAGA, and we're just supposed to accept that? People who fought for President Trump, people who went to prison for President Trump on Jan 6, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who at incredible expense to her personally is now being called a traitor because she wants pedophiles exposed. But Albert Burla did a great job, everyone. This is madness. This is literally madness, and it should infuriate people. And please don't misunderstand me. I don't hate anyone, but I really hate injustice. And I'm not seeing a whole lot of justice going on these days. And I've always sided with the people, and it really upsets me when the people get screwed. And I think they are getting screwed. I think they're getting screwed when the water coming out of their taps is brown and they have no water in their wells, and they have to move out after living in a community their whole lives and building their lives there because Meta takes precedent. Meta, who through the COVID era was silencing people via Joe Biden's direction, censoring Americans. Surely there's a First Amendment lawsuit there somewhere. No, Mark Zuckerberg's cool now. He's cool, man. He got a perm. This is some form of Idiocracy, which was clearly a documentary. This is like Idiocracy 2.0, where we're just supposed to forget. They depend on us having a short memory. I hope you're in my camp, where I actually have a very long memory. And I don't forget these things easily, and neither should you, because the government works for the taxpayers that actually keep them employed. They're your employees. And they don't get to tell you that someone who is actually probably guilty of crimes against humanity for creating a biological weapon, a biological and technological weapon that was deployed against billions of people around the world, which millions of people are dead or disabled from. No one gets to tell you that guy is a really great guy. I don't like injustice. I don't like when the people are trodden over. And whatever your thoughts are on Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think she did some really great things. I think she screwed up in some spots. Sure, but she's a human being. Everyone's a human being. But to go and viciously attack her and call her a traitor, to go and attack Thomas Massie and make fun of his late wife, these people who are trying to ensure that a clear pedophile, and we know Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile, that part we know because Pam Bondi said it. There's nothing else in the files except Jeffrey Epstein's collection of child porn, says Pam Bondi, if you recall. They found nothing except his own child porn collection. That's what Pam Bondi said. But it's also a hoax, but it also has national security concerns, says Mike Johnson. There are national security implications of releasing those files, apparently. Your guess is as good as mine what's going on there. So we have a man, Thomas Massie, who is like, I am going to set America free from this pedophile who seems to be texting Plaskett in Congress. Was it Plaskett? Texting her in the middle of government matters, exchanging emails with presidents about how we're going to profit from the Syrian civil war. I think it's a pretty good idea if we make sure that that ring of clearly extremely globally influential people is no longer in operation. If we expect things to actually change and the American people or people in any single country to be sure that their government is going to work for them and represent their best interests. Because I don't know how much of that is really going on right now when I see videos like those communities that are being railroaded by Meta, Mark Zuckerberg of all people, who is by default responsible for a lot of the people who were injured or died during the COVID era because he censored real, true medical information in that era, in my opinion. Of course, it would require a court of law to find him guilty of that, but again, no one's doing that. We're focused on tit for tat between left and right. It seems very, very insignificant to me, but I want to hear from you. If you disagree with me, call. I would love to have a robust conversation with you. We're going to be back after the break. 877-789-2539. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
My fellow info warriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction, or they're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to, you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this, we'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But, of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And, of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. Remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money. They want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser, last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Bonnie's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever, works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So good for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off, plus great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
go to your calls, I just want to make people aware of what they can do about this. So very quickly, team, if you can bring up number six, the letter from Brian Harrison to Governor Abbott. This is something that is underway in Texas. I have been working with Brian Harrison to get him on board. Well, not even get him on board. He was already on board, but he attended a recent meeting with some Texans, and I was present there as well. This is a letter addressed to Governor Abbott calling for a special session. This is October 24th and Governor Abbott still has not responded. And as part of that agenda, he wants to introduce legislation to repeal SB 2420. That is the bill that we were talking about earlier, which means that every single Texan has to add their ID in order to use Apple or Google services come January 1st. Very important to understand, guys, this has already passed. Come the 1st of January next year, in just over a month away, every single Texan will have to link their ID to their online activity. So what we need to do in Texas, and every single state should be following suit to stop these bills before they pass, look up whether, you know, definitely contact Mike Lee in Utah, contact every single state, Louisiana, wherever they're trying to do this, and get it stopped in its infancy. But in Texas, because the bill has already passed, what we need is for people to put pressure on Governor Abbott. So contact his office and put that pressure on for him to call back a special session. Otherwise, it will be over a year before we get this matter addressed. And so we cannot allow that. We cannot allow Texas to fall to this sort of tyranny. So the pressure, follow Brian Harrison on X and make sure to contact Governor Abbott's office, whether by phone or email or on social media, and put the pressure on for this special session to repeal SB 2420. That is Brian E. Harrison on X, at Brian E. Harrison. This is the man, the state representative, that is pushing to repeal this legislation. So we thank him for that. All right, going to your calls now, and please try, because we have a full board and I want to get to as many people as possible. I hate when I don't get to everyone. Try to limit it to just a couple of minutes each. Get your point across really succinctly for me. Anne from Pennsylvania. Anne, you're on the line.
Hi, Maria. I am a first-time caller, and I just want to say we appreciate the work that you're doing with all your reports and everything. I'm an elected official in the township that I live in, which is close to a nuclear power plant. And we have a data center coming in front of me this year, probably within another month or two, for me to decide whether to allow it or not. And I've, you know, read a lot of the reports. I, you know, follow Alex religiously. We listen to him every day on InfoWars, and I know of the challenge with the data centers from a human health perspective, as well as just the livability. And I'm not sure, like, how to vote on it, because I also feel conflicted with the AI war with China. And as somebody who has a responsibility to taxpayers, I'm trying to make the best decision. I'd just like to get a little bit of your feedback on if I try to stop this, like how to do it.
Yeah, I understand. I don't know, as an elected official, what sort of pull you have, what your specific office is. I can appreciate maybe you don't want to give all the details right now. What I would say is that as part of your decision making, and again, this, my advice, take it or leave it, is have they actually provided the community with the information of how they are going to do their cooling? How much is that going to be a strain on the people's resources? Are people's power prices going to go up? And what has been put in place to mitigate that? Because the trend is a data center comes in, power prices shoot up, and it affects the water quality as a bare minimum. So what has been put in place to mitigate those things? If no plan exists, and I can almost guarantee you that no plan exists to address those two issues. I would personally be putting the responsibility back on these companies to put those things into place to make sure that they are not going to impact the communities that they are going to be putting their data centers in. We understand that AI is an emerging technology. I am personally not a fan of where the surveillance state is going, but not all AI is about that, of course. But as a bare minimum, these companies need to ensure that they are not going to be wrecking the communities that they're coming into. So what guarantees have they given in writing that they will not be affecting the water supply, that the energy prices will not be going up? And if those two conditions can't be met, well, then how else are we going to protect our constituents if those conditions aren't met? These companies are, just let me remind you, these companies make billions and billions and billions of dollars a year. They can invest the money into the engineers that they need to figure out their cooling systems without putting strain on the communities that they're in. So I hope that that's helpful in some way. And definitely talk to your constituents, see how they feel about all of this, and have a look at the data, the effect of data centers on other areas, that have had them come up. So, that's what I think about that. And also the EMF. Sorry, one other thing I wanted to mention. I jotted this down, the EMF. What sort of EMF effects are going to be happening to the people, to the environment? What long-term studies have been done on the impacts of that EMF on the community? Are we going to put this data center here and then in 5 years everyone's going to be getting cancer exploding? Who's done any studies into this? And again, I think that if these are things that can't be addressed, then these data centers can't go there. Put them next to the ocean, for goodness sake. I realize it's simpler to say that, but I hope that that gives you some guidance, and definitely please continue to look into this, because the way that they're doing it now is harming communities. I hope that helps. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Bart, thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to say methylene blue, buy it before it's banned. It's that good. They want to ban it. Now, I want to talk about this digital ID and how it relates to flying. First of all, this digital ID is one of many multiple marks of the beast that the Bible talks about. There's not just one. And I refuse to fly anymore, period, because it's totally unsafe. You know what's going on. I suggest we can't avoid, here in Georgia, I can't avoid having this ID, but I don't have to use it other than to drive my car. And I just wanted to say one thing about Trump's been creating this fear with ICE and everything, and it's affecting my workplace. And I was at work today, and I was going to smoke a joint with these Mexicans, and I asked if they had any papers, and they ran into the woods. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Bart. Appreciate the call. And he's right about the fact that you don't have to use digital ID, but that's just right now. So I am much more in favor of opposing an agenda before it comes into play than trying to battle it once it's already in and losing even more freedom and even more ground. So I would not be tolerating it in any way. Of course, when you're talking about, I said this to someone recently, when you're talking about prophecy, like something like the Mark of the Beast, right? We know it's eventually going to happen, but that doesn't mean we just roll over and die in the process. We still have to be doing the right thing. And there have been many times throughout history where Christians have thought this is the end and it wasn't. And so I think it's very important to always be doing the right thing for humanity at all times. So, and the right thing is to oppose digital ID. Michael in New York. Michael, you are on the air.
Yes, hello, Maria. Thank you. I want to thank you very much for all your work. It's great. And I want to thank Alex Jones for having you back on. And I'm glad I happened to catch your show. I'm going to just fly through a bunch of bullets while you give me a couple minutes. Sure. As far as the data centers and the AI, it's really all about surveillance, because a lot of people are going to lose their jobs as AI advances into various employment and industry areas of work. And there won't be people won't have the money to buy the garbage supposedly AI is going to provide cheaper. So it's all about surveillance. And once they get the digital currency, they got us. The jackpot is on our necks. And yeah. As far as Trump sitting down with these pharmaceutical heads that promoted these lethal shots, it's outrageous. I mean, you know, I voted for Trump 3 times. I'm a New Yorker. I don't live in the city. And but he keeps failing us. He doesn't fulfill his promises. He doesn't keep them. And so the fact that he is acting like these COVID shots were the best thing, it's outrageous when all the data, like you've been covering, proves otherwise. A lot of murders, a lot of deaths, a lot of ruined lives, permanently handicapped. It's outrageous. No lawsuits. It's out. They're all protected from lawsuits. It's outrageous. And then he sits down with Zuckerberg and the rest, who previously helped steal the 2020 election, and now he's breaking bread with them. I mean, come on, Trump. You know, you're not draining the swamp. You are swimming in the swamp with the swamp rat. And I also want to say, as far as with these data centers and ripping off the resources from the locals with the water and then the electricity. Now, nobody's bringing up the suppressed technologies. We don't need this grid crap. It's solar is great for residential, individual purposes, not a grid. But there's way better than that. And it's all suppressed. They're keeping it quiet. Let these scumbag Wall Street bastards. I'm sorry. It's Sunday. That are making billions. Let them come up with their own energy sources for the BS data center, right?
Yes, nobody's that is exactly right, that. Michael.
Okay, nobody's bringing that one up, and it ticks me off all these great pundits out there that are on our side, but where are they on this topic? And I also want to say that with the COVID and the pharmaceuticals people, Mother Nature is the only doctor. And Alex Methylene Blue, it's helping a lot of people. That's great. And like this previous caller said, get it before it's gone. But, hey, I got stuff way better than that from direct from Mother Nature. I'm outlasting everybody because by the grace of the good Lord, I am a true Christian. I know the secrets to health, longevity, staying young. As the good Lord taught, they don't want us knowing. Mother Nature is the answer. And that's what they're cutting everybody off from for decades now. They don't want you
they
knowing.
They are, Michael.
That.
You're right. I just really want to get through as many calls as I can, Michael. I'm so sorry to cut you off short, but you're right. They want to cut us off from nature. They want to cut us off from each other. This is something that they did during COVID. Isolated people, you know, limited contact. And this is the plan when it comes to digital ID, to limit your travel as well. Remember, I've spoken about this many times on this broadcast. Travel limited to 1,500 kilometers per person every 3 years. How much social contact are you going to have with your loved ones, you know, on the other side of the country when you're limited to that sort of travel with digital ID? So thank you so much for that call, Michael. Really appreciate it. Let's go to David in Montana. David, you're on the air.
Hello, Maria Z.
Hi.
The amazing Maria Z. Glad I got through. I wanted to mention the real ID. The way that they're actually going to force this on us, aside from the legislation, is that it by centralizing all of our data about an individual, it makes it a clearinghouse for someone to be able to come in and steal your identity. So if you don't adopt it, someone else will.
That's a good point.
You're going to be forced.
And I think we'll see a lot of that, right?
Yeah. And then I did hear a lot about the data centers, and I wanted to bring this up that these data centers that are pulling all of this data from all of us, right? We don't get anything for it, but we're subsidizing it entirely. The health
Sorry, what was
aside,
that last bit that you said?
Oh, we're subsidizing it entirely. The right. reason that I believe that they've actually cut us off the most resources and that they're pulling resources from the people is so that they could feed these data centers. I think that, you know, like even when they announced that, oh, it's breaking ground, it's almost done with construction. These things were pre-planned years and years and years in advance. You can't build
Absolutely.
These things at this massive
Absolutely. And
score.
Do you know what? Do you know what, David? When Project Stargate was announced, day two of the current presidency, and I was already like, okay, this is going in the wrong direction. I can see it from a mile away. And then Sam Altman posted a video of a data center that was almost fully constructed. And it was part of Project Stargate. And I'm like, well, we just announced it yesterday or like last week. How is it already fully constructed? What's going on here? It was planned a very long time ago. So you're absolutely right about that, David. And they do want to strip us of our resources, which is why I think that more important than ever is for people to become as self-sufficient as they possibly can. And people tell me sometimes that money is one of the reasons why they haven't been able to do enough prepping as they'd like to. And my recommendation to them is go on YouTube, have a look at some of the more frugal options for prepping. It's not off limits to people just because of money. There are other ways to do this, you know, that may be a little bit more difficult, but the options are there. There are so many creative ways to get energy, get water, get your own food, grow your own food, all of these sorts of things. So self-sufficiency is super important because the goal is to continue stripping resources and people's access to resources as we get further into this agenda. Let's go to Jacob in Washington. Thank you so much for your call, by the way, David. Jacob, you're on the air.
Ben Franklin once said, those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. I think that says a lot about the digital ID. I think they also just want to see who's been shot and who hasn't. And I think that masterpiece by HCS that Harrison and Alex talked to those guys that created the masterpiece serum. I think we need to all be taking that. Thank you very much. I appreciate
your
passion for the truth.
Appreciate your call. Thank you for being attentive to the truth. We need it. We need people to keep paying attention. So I'm grateful to everyone that's tuned in tonight, and please share it with others so that they know what's going on. Let's go to Jerry in Indiana. Jerry, you are on the air.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, I just want to tell you this, all this digital ID stuff, it's more about control and everything else. That's exactly what it is. Keep track of what we're doing, what we're buying, everything. That's all about right there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jerry. That's what it is. So the plan is once digital ID is in place and they have programmable digital currency. So to be clear, I'm not against crypto. I think that there is a way for people to make money from crypto. And in a way, if you know what you're doing there, you can actually build wealth and become more self-sufficient with that wealth before we get to the system of money that's completely controlled, right? But
that's
once
right.
That system's in place, sorry.
I was also going to say, I heard some disturbing news. Can I share it with you? It's very disturbing.
Okay.
A few days ago, here recently in Chicago, a woman was set on fire in a subway station, in the subway in Chicago. A man walked up to her, threw gasoline all over, lit a match on a lighter and set her on fire, and nobody there to help her.
Oh, my gosh. That is horrible.
I'm just going to say it's a black male on a white woman. I'm trying to sound racist, but it's another like a black male on a white woman. Another black on white crime, basically.
I don't think there's anything racist about talking about the fact that black on white crime is very high. And I think that any honest members of the black community would be trying to address that issue and address issues in the community that's leading to those sorts of statistics. So no disclaimers needed. I'm very sorry to hear that. That's obviously horrific. And we are experiencing this continued decay in society that is just not being addressed. And the focus seems to be on, oh, we're going to get this boom by, you know, digitizing everything, but no real solutions are being offered to the people that make them continue this, you know, loop of decay. It's really horrible. It's really horrible. People have to wake up. Let's go to Andrew in New York, please. Andrew, you are on the air.
So I want to talk about private equity firms. So basically they are like monopolies. They own like multiple different like major companies. But the problem with them is that like they're private and like the arbitration, like they have their own like courts and they're able like to make like their own like rules. And like, I mean, like regulations, they could be like good or bad, but like in this situation, I think they should be like regulating the private like equity firms. And, like you were saying before with like, you know, like a data center is like the way that they're doing it. That's like kind of like an issue because it depends on like the geography of like the like cities that they're like putting the data center in, and like it takes up all that like energy and takes up like water. And like I actually like heard that like they're calling like it actually like it saves energy and actually like. Opposes
no.
like AI like that, and it kind of like evens it out, so like AI is not as wasteful. Like as it would have been.
Yeah. Like, there's no saving energy when it comes to AI and data centers. They require an immense amount of electricity and water for cooling. So there's no saving energy when it comes to that. But regarding private equity, I am not against capitalism, but what we have operating is vulture capitalism. A very, very good resource on private equity is Tiffany Cianci. She's amazing. You can find her at The Vino Mum on X. There she is. She is fantastic on this particular topic. I've had her on. I know Harrison's had her on a few times as well. Very, very switched on lady who understands this problem of vulture capitalism. And that is just an exploitation of a system that's supposed to be about merit, but ends up being monopoly, and the regular people end up being really, really affected by it. I may have time. I don't know that I have time for one more call. I'm sorry. John in America, in New York, wanted to talk about how to fix America. I'm so sorry, John, that I didn't get to your call because we're almost out of time. I just really want to end on a couple of things here. You know, there are, what is rejecting the New World Order look like? It looks like regulating this vulture capitalism. It looks like not allowing companies like Meta, who, you know, as the previous caller said, was involved in the 2020 election fraud, was involved in the COVID era, you know, silencing Americans, silencing doctors. X was doing the same thing, or Twitter back then. None of these people were held to account. There's literally no deterrent from them ever doing that again. Why would there be? They're in the White House now. It looks like holding criminals to account. It looks like actually making some arrests, some deep state arrests. There have been none. There aren't even any really substantial trials going on. We keep getting this theater. You know, I heard recently Comer saying that, you know, Bill and Hillary, if they don't show up for the Epstein hearing, whatever, they may get the Bannon treatment. I don't believe you. Just that simple. I do not believe you, because there is nothing that gives us any indication that anyone's going to be arrested, that anyone's going to be properly prosecuted, that anyone's going to prison. It's been a year, and we had the exposure of Russiagate. No one's been held accountable. We had some AI memes and videos being shared of Obama going to prison, and everyone got really excited about Obama going to jail. And then we got told, oh, well, no, he's got presidential immunity, guys. We can't lock him up. What was the point of all of those AI videos that you put out then? What was the point of all the memes that you reshared and spoke about him being behind bars? With these words get thrown around and no accountability comes. And what people need to see is justice. Again, I just say that the whole world looks to America because it is the land of freedom. It is the land where there is the most amazing constitution, the most amazing Bill of Rights, and some of the most amazing people too, by the way. Absolutely love the people in this country. People that value freedom, people that value, that really love their neighbor like they actually do. People that still have those values that are missing from so much of the Western world. And the Western world, the rest of the West, is yearning for America to step up and, you know, save the West. And so I really still believe in the American people. I know that you can do it. Again, please, if you are in Texas, contact Governor Abbott this week before Thanksgiving and after, and demand that he calls, that he responds to Representative Brian Harrison and calls this special session. Otherwise, come 1st of January, you're going to have to linking your ID. You're going to have to be linking your ID to use basic services. Please don't let that happen. Do not let Texas become Australia, for the love of God. You cannot allow that to happen here. Maximum pressure has to be put on Governor Abbott to respond to this letter and call a special session. And keep an eye out for what's happening in your states as well. Look after your states. Look after your communities. Because at the end of the day, it is people power. And that was Marjorie Taylor Greene's closing words as well. The people still have the power, and they always do. You can follow me on X at ZEEMedia. Again, daily show Monday through Friday with The Vigilant Fox, who you can also follow on X. at ZEEE_media. Also, Z Media, all one word, on Rumble. You can watch the show live there every weeknight. Thank you again so much. That is at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Please continue to support InfoWars. God bless you all. God bless America. And I'll see you all soon.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.